Last week, the U.S. Commerce Department imposed a 19% tariff on imported Canadian softwood lumber. Not surprisingly, American timber producers support the action. However, not only Canadians, but also several American interest groups are roundly criticizing it. At issue, how Canadian governments charge for cutting trees. Pacifica Network News correspondent Craig McCullough reports from Vancouver, British Columbia.
The nearly 20% countervailing duty is the latest volley in a trade dispute that has been going on for decades. Softwood lumber is defined as wood coming from a coniferous tree such as cedar, fir, or pine. It is the word most commonly used for construction. The Washington, D.C.-based Coalition for Fair Lumber Imports requested the trade action. It alleges that the stumpage fees, what Canadian federal and provincial governments charge lumber companies for cutting trees on public land, is below market price and, as such, an unfair subsidy. The coalition is asking for 40% countervailing duties and a further 30% anti-dumping tariff. Based in Atlanta with the Southeast Lumber Manufacturers Association, Debbie Burns is a spokesperson for the coalition. While the 19.3% is only a preliminary tariff, she is satisfied with the decision for now. She hopes the Commerce Department will impose higher permanent tariffs on Canadian lumber. She says that in the long term, Canada will have to charge lumber companies fair value or the duty should remain.
Our sincere hope is that we move towards really addressing the heart of this issue, and that is addressing the subsidy issues and changing to a market-based system. And if that is not going to be doable from Canada's perspective, then these duties do establish some parity, some level playing field between U.S. and Canadian manufacturers. Obviously, the real long-term solution is for Canada to move to a market-based system for selling their timber and getting the true value of their timber and removing the subsidy issue altogether. That makes us go away, and having free trade both in timber and lumber is something we can all support.
While the tariffs are designed to protect American lumber jobs, it will potentially cause Canadian mills to close down. Last year, Canadian companies exported almost $6.5 billion worth of softwood lumber into the United States. Half of that is from the western province of British Columbia. The president of the British Columbia Lumber Trade Council calls the move pure harassment. Speaking just before leaving for Washington, D.C., John Allen feels there is no subsidy. He says Canada just has a different way of doing things, and American timber producers should just live with it.
At the end of the day, we have two different systems. Timber pricing is fairly set and done in Canada, but what the Americans don't like is some of our policies that encourage the Canadian industry to keep operating at the down part of the cycle. And I think in terms of discussions and potential policy changes we could make to address their concerns, we're certainly willing to have those kinds of discussions. But not from a perspective that we're subsidized, more from a perspective that we have policies in place in Canada that don't necessarily mimic the market as much as the Americans would like. And so we're willing to talk about that.
Ironically, the strongest ally for Canada is the National Home Builders Association and retailers like Home Depot. Michael Carline, an economist with the association, says that the tariff will increase the average cost of an American home by over $1,000 since many use Canadian materials. This will increase if anti-dumping or further tariffs are imposed later this year. Several previous attempts to impose similar duties against Canadian softwood lumber were overturned by NAFTA tribunals. He says that the case for tariffs is weak, and if the Canadian government and timber producers fight, getting the decision overturned or weakened should not be a problem.
I think that ultimately the case in favor of subsidies, in favor of a duty, is weak, and that if Canada takes the effort, which is not just a lot to ask, to defend against those charges, that ultimately the Canadian industry and the Canadian government will win. In the past, they've often basically sort of chickened out rather than fight the case all the way through. The preliminary ruling, even if it's not eliminated in the final ruling, is likely to be substantially reduced. The way these cases work, the preliminary decision is normally a higher number than the final number.
A permanent countervailing duty and anti-dumping tariff will be imposed in the next few months. until all appeals of the decision are exhausted, which could take years. Canadian lumber companies will put funds for the duties into a contingency account. In retaliation, many in the Canadian lumber industry are hoping that Canada's political leaders will play the energy card with the United States, threatening to increase power costs to different American states and utilities that depend heavily on Canadian resources. They hope the thought of places like California going into darkness will shed light on their arguments. For Pacifica Network News, I'm Craig McCulloch in Vancouver.
And that's our reports.